All right, Alexander, let's talk about the big news, which to me is no news. If I have to be straight up with it, with you, with everybody, is that Trump was impeached again for a second time by the House. I know you want to talk about who you think came out ahead in this struggle. My personal take on it is I've just stopped caring because I think they've made a mockery of what impeachment really is or what it should be used for. It's become a joke, and I think going forward, every party, Democrat, Republican, in the future is just going to start impeaching like crazy. They've destroyed the actual meaning and utility of what impeachment is for. So, go ahead, Alexander.
Well, can I just say, you took the words out of my mouth, but if I could just quote Shakespeare, the impeachment vote that happened yesterday, as Shakespeare would say, a tale told by an idiot full of sound and fury, signifying nothing. The whole idea, in my opinion, the whole setup that was being created around this impeachment was to peel away support from Donald Trump within the Republican Party in Congress. So we've had an enormous amount of emotional talk about what happened on Capitol Hill on the 6th of January. And I want to make it very clear, this is in no way, I am hugely upset by what happened on the 6th of January, as we all are. But assessing Donald Trump's role in it is something that one should take time to look into. This is an impeachment based on no witness evidence, which relies in part, as I pointed out in a program I did for my own channel, on anonymously sourced media stories, and which in the event failed to win much support from Republicans in Congress. So now, whereas I think the intention was to get a big vote against Donald Trump, peeling away 30 or 40 Republicans from him, with only 10 who are known to be malcontents anyway supporting impeachment, the plan, which was, I think, to come along to Donald Trump after a big House vote, saying to him, support for you has collapsed, you must now resign. I think that plan, which I am sure was the plan, has collapsed, and Donald Trump will serve his term. And there is supposed to be an impeachment trial after he leaves office. Only I don't think that is constitutional. And Joe Biden is already known to be upset by it, because it means that in the first 100 days of his presidency, instead of him being able to enact his very ambitious program, the Senate is going to be tied up dealing with impeachment of Donald Trump. And besides which, instead of everybody talking about the great new chief, Joe Biden, they'll be talking about his predecessor, Donald Trump. This was a debacle on the part of those who came up with it. And by the way, I agree, the entire impeachment process has now been ridiculously politicized, whereas impeachment previously was always intended to be used very sparingly and had been intended by the founders to be an action taken on a bipartisan basis where there was a political consensus that the president had acted inappropriately. It has now just become a tool in a political struggle. And by the way, just to add, this has been commented upon abroad. And I noticed last night, as I was checking the news, that Global Times, the Chinese media organ, was crowing about the fact that instead of the United States dealing with its pressing problems, it is now absorbed in, as Global Times put it, a power struggle. So there you are.
Yeah. I've never heard of an impeachment without an investigation, but we'll get to that in probably another video. We'll dig a little deeper into that. So you're absolutely right. I've never heard of anyone getting impeached without even having an investigation conducted at all. So that tells you something, though. That tells you something, that this is distraction. To me, that tells you something.
Absolutely. I mean, it was distraction. But as I said, also, it is part of a concerted attempt by the political class to squash Donald Trump. That's to say, get him impeached or force him to resign in ways that will prevent him standing in 2024, and close him down, you know, silence him along the way. And I don't think either is working, actually, because in effect, what's happened is that House Republicans weren't impressed and stood by him. And I think it's been a shock, the extent to which they stood by him. Even the White House was expecting that at least 20 Republicans would vote for impeachment. In the event, only 10 did. And as I said, they're known malcontents, led by people like Liz Cheney, who've always been bitterly hostile to Donald Trump. I mean, they are never Trump Republicans, basically.
Right.
And Liz Cheney and people like that. And of course, instead of silencing Donald Trump, they've now given him the perfect opportunity to express his feelings and concerns through the very impeachment trial, the Senate impeachment trial, that they're now setting up for him, so that instead of people talking about Joe Biden and his agenda, we're going to be all about Donald Trump again. And I predict that over the course of this impeachment trial, when we start getting the evidence presented properly, or at least a part of the evidence, we will see that this entire narrative that has been constructed around the events on 6 January 2021 are wrong in fundamental ways. That's why you hold an investigation first. First, you investigate. First, you find out what the facts are. Then you impeach. This time, it's going to be the other way around. We're going to first have the impeachment. Then we're going to find out what the facts are. Except, of course, that at that point, the whole trial is going to disintegrate into a nonsense. This was a stupid move, and it's going to backfire badly on those who initiated it. Apparently, Donald Trump has been telling people around him that very thing, and thinks exactly the same.
Yeah, we already have a lot of information that shows a lot of the narrative runs contrary to what's being pushed out by the media. Mm. Big surprise. And I mean, the official evidence narrative is already running contrary to this whole insurrection, incitement stuff that they're trying to push out. Liz Cheney, you mean the daughter of Dick Cheney?
Absolutely.
Dick Cheney, you mean the vice president that lied about Iraq WMDs and took the United States into an illegal and an unjustified war Iraq, once again, without a proper investigation. Actually, even worse, there actually was an investigation and they found no WMDs, but they still went ahead with war. That Liz Cheney? Why the hell is she even in office? How the hell do people, how do citizens in the United States of America vote anyone in the Cheney family into office? And anyway, finally, you mentioned the 100 days. So basically, they're going to fire somebody after he has already left the company. It's a clown show.
As to that, I've been reading the words of the Constitution, the relevant provisions of the Constitution. And it makes absolutely crystal clear that impeachment must be brought to remove a sitting president from office. There is no conception in the Constitution of impeaching someone after they've left office. Now, I've seen all sorts of elaborate arguments trying to claim the opposite. But none of them, I think, address the simple and plain language of the relevant provision in the Constitution. They have to try and interpret it to mean something entirely different from what it means. So, of course, and straightforwardly, I think that this whole idea of impeaching a president after he's already left office is ridiculous. If people truly believe that Donald Trump committed incitement on the 6th of January, which, by the way, I think is impossible to argue in legal terms, but if people really think that, then they should leave it to the criminal justice system to sort out. And if the criminal justice system cannot sort it out, because as I firmly expect, it decides that there is no case to answer, then they should just leave it at that.
Yeah, so just to wrap it up, basically, my point of view is that they're going to continue to find ways, whether it's an impeachment after he leaves office or something else related to Trump, to keep Trump in the spotlight, because the Democrats have nothing to unite them outside of Orange Man Bad. And it's the ultimate distraction for the government to keep people focused on Trump and the drama of Trump while they do all kinds of other nefarious bad things and screw over the American people. So it's just going to be a distraction mechanism. And thirdly, I think it also helps to kind of get keep eyes off of Joe Biden and kind of drag him over the 2-year mark so that then they can get Kamala Harris pretty much vested for a 2-term run at the presidency. They need to drag Biden over the 2-year mark.
So they do need to do that. And I think in some ways, I suppose this does help. But all I would say, and I would stress again, is that I don't think it helps any president, even one as weak and ineffectual as Joe Biden is going to be, if the first 100 days of his presidency are dominated with talk about his predecessor. So I think that already is a misstep. I would have thought that at this point, they should be trying to focus on creating some kind of honeymoon around Biden, not getting into a situation where instead of Biden and the Democrats and what the Democrats are going to do, the great things the Democrats are going to do, they're talking instead about Donald Trump. But that's one thing. I agree that it helps to keep the Democratic Party united in the sense that we are now clearly looking at two completely different parties. We're looking at the DNC, which has its agendas. And of course, that's Joe Biden's party, and we're looking at the more progressive left wing of the party, which clearly detests and loathes the DNC and
has fake progressives.
Exactly. And have a completely different agenda entirely. So there are those tensions there also. But you know, we mustn't forget also that there are tensions within the Republican Party. There are tensions on the part of the establishment Republicans, which want to basically silence Donald Trump and suppress him and prevent him from standing as president in 2024, and the base of the Republican Party, which it is now clear includes the overwhelming majority of Republicans in the House of Representatives, who see Donald Trump as their leader. So we have both parts of the establishment, the Democrat part and the Republican part, joining together to try and silence and suppress Donald Trump, and failing, because the grounds that they're bringing this impeachment on are wrong. The whole thing is constitutionally dubious. It violates all principles of due process, and the Republican base opposes it. So from every point of view, this is a huge misfire.
All right, yeah, we'll leave it there. What a joke this is, the US government has become.
Well, indeed, and as I said, countries like China are now ridiculing it. Countries like Russia are saying that the United States suffers from archaic procedures. I mean, that's what they're saying. So, I mean, and America's friends and allies are looking upon all of this with growing dismay. I mean, we've done a program about what Macron and Merkel think about the Twitter bans. This is not good for the international image of the United States, and that's putting it mildly.
All right, we'll leave it there. Alexander Barkhurst, thank you very much. Guys, please subscribe to us on BitChute, on Rumble, and on Odyssey. Look for us on Gab, PayPal, Patreon, Subscribe, Start, and Bitcoin. You'll find the link down below. And of course, the world famous Durant Shop. Pick up some magic mugs. This is my USA magic mug right here.
It is indeed. Mine, I'm afraid, is being cleaned at the moment because, I've been drinking from it a lot, reminding myself of the great United States. They are the best magic mugs in the world. They are superlative mugs in every respect. And you can also buy, of course, T-shirts. We make great T-shirts, the best T-shirts, long-sleeved and short-sleeved and sweatshirts and hoodies and also our great Duran hats. We've got both trucker's hats and baseball hats and every sort of hat. And you will find on them the flags of many countries, including the flags of the United States. And please remember to subscribe to this channel and look us up at our other channels, Alex Christoforo's channel and mine. You'll find links under this video. And always remember to support us through PayPal, Subscribestar, and Patreon.
All right, Alexander Merkers, thank you very much. Till next time, everybody, take care.